California janitors are back on the streets organizing as part of a statewide effort to win a new contract with higher wages, access to health care, and more. More than 1,000 janitors with SEIU's Justice for Janitors campaign will march and rally in Westwood today. They are part of a movement of 20,000 union janitors across California whose contracts are set to expire in April. According to the Economic Policy Institute, currently California janitors would have to work for 112 hours a week to earn enough hourly wages to support a family of four. Many janitors spend about 90% of their income on rent alone, while others have no access to health care at all. The Justice for Janitors 2008 California Contract Campaign is the janitor union's largest statewide mobilization effort in history. The janitors will be wearing purple shirts and carrying signs, banners, mops, and brooms on their march through West Los Angeles today at 12 noon. Joining me in studio this morning are Rafael Lieb. He is an organizer with SEIU. Welcome to Uprising, Rafael.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And also with us is Rebecca Vasquez. She works at Century Plaza Towers in Century City, and she's one of the workers who will be on the march today. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
So let me start first with you, Rebecca. Tell our listeners a little bit about the struggle over the current contract. What is it exactly that you and other workers are asking for?
I'm going to translate this question into Spanish. Si nos puede decir un poco de esta lucha que estamos haciendo ahora, ¿cuáles son las cosas que a ustedes y los otros trabajadores, cuáles son las cosas que le quieren, que quieren ganar?
Okay. Hoy por estar hoy aquí, lo que nosotros, los janitors, vamos a luchar contra la comunidad acerca de un nuevo salario, una aseguranza familiar, porque hay muchas personas realmente que no tienen la aseguranza familiar y es lo que necesitamos para la comunidad, no para nosotros los janitors, sino la comunidad en general, la necesidad que tenemos, que haya unos salarios dignos, unas viviendas dignas.
So, it's not just the janitors who need better wages and benefits. It's our entire community. So we're standing up today, not just for ourselves, but on behalf of our entire community to make sure that we have good jobs that give us the kind of wages that we need to afford dignified housing and the kind of seguro médico, healthcare benefits that we need in order to live with healthy families.
Rafael, give our listeners a little bit of background of the Justice for Janitors campaign. If they're not familiar, this is a campaign that was very inspiring. It's a movement that was very inspiring, particularly several years ago when it became very high profile. I believe it was downtown L.A. in particular that people heard of janitors organizing.
That's right. There's actually a movie that came out about that. The strike of 2000 was probably the biggest event in labor history in Los Angeles at that point. But Justice for Janitors actually goes back a lot further. The campaign really began in earnest in 1990. There was, at that time, an attack by the police against marching janitors in Century City. And a lot of the janitors, like Rebecca, still remember that very vividly. One person even died. Several women who were pregnant lost their babies. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the beginning of the Justice for Janitors campaign. Leading up to 2000 was the biggest mobilization of janitors at that time. And in 2000, people were on strike for 3 weeks and won an incredible victory for the first time ever. Going forward from then in 2003, people won family health insurance for the first time. And today we're hoping to extend those benefits not just to janitors in Los Angeles, but region-wide across all of Southern California.
And Rebecca, tell our listeners what you experienced in 2000.
¿Puede decir al público lo que fue su propia experiencia en el año 2000?
Ok, mi propia experiencia fue que luchamos para las divisiones que hay, que son área 1, área 2, área 3, para lograr a las áreas 2, 3, tener su salario digno, principalmente su seguro médico.
So, what we fought for in 2000, more than anything, was to bring outlying areas of the city up to the same standards that we have in Century City and downtown L.A. For us, the most important thing was our health insurance, making sure that people had family coverage.
What were the marches like? What was that victory like?
¿Cómo fueron las marchas? ¿Cómo fue la victoria?
Muy duras, porque teníamos que andar desde la madrugada hasta la tarde, sin comer, sin ver a nuestros hijos. Yo cargaba a mi hijo, en ese tiempo tenía 3 años, y lo tenía que cargar conmigo, yendo a las marchas, caminando, sin desayunar, sin comer. Y ahora, ayer, él me decía, recuérdame cómo fue tu huelga en el 2000. Y yo ayer tuve que sacar fotos, estarle contando lo que pasó en el 2000.
It was difficult. We marched all day from the early morning till very late in the afternoon without resting, without eating anything. At that time, my son was only 3 years old, and I carried him with me throughout the entire march. Just yesterday, he was asking me, Mom, tell me about the march. Tell me about the strike in 2000. And I took out all my old photos and showed him.
So let's talk about what's happening now in California, particularly this afternoon with the local struggle, but also all across California. There are, I understand, a number of contracts that are expiring in April. But how serious is this struggle in 2008 compared to what happened in 2000? Presumably, you're working on top of work that has already been done over the last several years, Rafael.
I think that the struggle that we're facing today is probably going to be the most difficult one ever for janitors.
Worse today?
Well, looking at the situation at the economy right now, it's very difficult. And obviously the hardest hit are the people who are most vulnerable in our community, and janitors represent a large percentage of that population. So while we'd like to build on past victories, the most important thing right now is to bring up standards for all of Southern California and make sure that in our communities, people have jobs that really let them live with dignity and with the kind of health care that their families need in order to survive.
So where are the, you know, what's the current situation with the struggle? Obviously, you're not anywhere at any point near a strike yet, but do you think that it could lead to that? Do you think you could see a repeat of what happened in 2000, Rebecca?
¿Crees que vamos a necesitar hacer una huelga?
Okay, de mi experiencia, no te puedo decir si queremos ir a huelga o no queremos ir a huelga. Lo que necesitamos es que vea la comunidad, la necesidad que tenemos hoy en vista por toda la inflación que está subiendo todo. Y lo que necesitamos, unos salarios dignos, no nomás por ser janitor, sino porque nosotros somos la comunidad, no por ser janitor, yo necesito ganar más, no, la comunidad, necesitamos unos salarios y principalmente el seguro médico.
So, I can't tell you if the janitors want to go on strike or not. What I can tell you is that as members of the community, we'd like for the rest of the community to understand the needs that we have. We need jobs that provide dignified salaries. We need health care. And we understand that those are needs of our entire community, and we hope for the support of the community in winning those things.
Do you think most Los Angelenos understand the struggles that are facing, particularly janitorial workers?
¿Crees que la mayoría de la gente en Los Ángeles entiende cuál es la lucha, cuáles son los problemas que los janitors y otros trabajadores enfrentan diario?
Sí. Sí, porque lo estamos viendo en la inflación de todo lo que está subiendo. No porque nosotros somos janitor, necesitamos el aumento, no. Sino realmente toda la comunidad sabe que tenemos la necesidad.
Yes, definitely. I think everyone in our community sees the kind of inflation that's going on, the cost of living that continues to rise. And I think they understand very well what the needs are and what needs to be done.
So tell us about the march that's happening, Rafael, today at noon.
Well, we expect at least 1,000 janitors to come. We're going to be meeting at 12 noon at the park on the corner of Wilshire and Federal, and we'd like to invite everyone and anyone in the community to come out and support us and march together with us down Wilshire.
And again, that's today at 12 noon on the corner of Wilshire and Federal, and you're asking people to wear purple.
If they have a purple shirt, Please bring it. Mm-hmm. You're more than welcome.
And what do you what's the next step, Rafael? By the way, in the contract negotiations, as you said, this could be a very, very serious fight given the state of the economy. What is the next step in terms of the bargaining itself?
Well, bargaining has been going on for most of this month. Our bargaining team is actually going to be at the table today, and we hope that negotiations continue to go well. We hope to continue making progress in negotiations. In the meantime, we'll be marching in the street. We have further actions planned, and obviously, while no one really wants to go on strike, we understand that we have to be prepared for anything that might come.
Hmm. Well, I want to wish the two of you the best of luck in your struggles, and is there information online that people can find out?
Yes, definitely. If you go to www.seiulocal1877.org, that's one word, SEIU Local 1877.org. There should be more information about the campaign as well as upcoming events.
That's SEIU Local 1877.org. My guests have been Rafael Lieb, an organizer with SEIU, and Rebecca Vasquez. She works at Century Plaza Towers in Century City. Thank you both so much for joining us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.